What's up, game heads? It's Sunday, May 21st, 2017, and welcome to Glitch Therapy, episode 16. I'm your host, as always, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
Joel Gao over here.
Hey, everyone. This is Noah O'Toole.
What's up, y'all? This is Jose.
And this episode, we're going to be talking a bit about news, per usual, Injustice 2, Farpoint VR, and also how we feel about review scores. I don't know. I'm curious to hear what you guys think of that.
I'm curious why you added the date.
why not? Trying something new, man. Why you got to put me on blast while I'm trying to do something different here? Okay. I'll get you back later. So but first, how's everybody doing this week?
Doing good, man.
Doing awesome.
Yeah. Good.
Video games.
That sounds like the most excited
Yay.
Person ever.
Video games.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Video games.
Good.
Somebody help me.
I'm trying out my new monotone voice, okay?
So. Your new monotone
voice. New monotone voice.
Yes.
As opposed to compared to the old monotone voice.
Yeah.
I'm training to be a golf announcer.
Yeah, you should. I mean,
it's working out.
The way you talk at work, it pains me. But it's oddly satisfying in a weird way.
It works. It satisfies the customers.
You sound like a sex operator now.
It satisfies my customers. When I talk really quiet,
this is the payback I'm getting.
Yep, I told you I'd get you. Don't worry, we just started. We got a whole hour of this.
All right, I'll
keep them coming.
Let's go back to games.
So, what have you guys been up to this week? I know a lot's been going on. The Wizard World convention was going on.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to this weekend.
Yeah.
My friend. Won a 3-day pass, luckily. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was just going to buy a 1-day. Wizard World is, you know, there's some questionable things about the company in general, but since I wasn't get too many cons, I, you know, try to go. But it's gotten smaller and smaller and smaller each year. And this year, I think the only reason half the people came was because Stan Lee was there this year. So
that was huge.
I'd kind of be surprised if they have it next year, but. I did get to, quote-unquote, meet Stan Lee. I had him sign one of my comic books, She-Hulk number one. He created She-Hulk, and so I had him sign that, and barely even looks up. You hand it to a person who hands it to him, and he hands it to another person who hands it back to you, and then it's over.
Can
and
you
your
imagine,
$120 is gone.
Can you imagine how disjointed that probably feels for him? Like, I mean, think about it. He's like, what, 80-something years old?
95.
I'm way off. Okay.
Wow.
I was very generous.
Yeah.
So he's 95 years old. So think about that. All these years of him being like, you know, like the man.
Right.
And you go places and it's probably just really, I don't know, like.
Well, no, you can tell he's over it. You know,
yeah,
you can hear him.
That's what I'm saying.
Mean, yeah, yeah.
Like,
so it was
can you
just...
imagine how many people, how many fanboys have walked up to him and like just start gushing about stuff?
Exactly.
And you're just like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah, no
like
doubt.
Not being mean, but you just desensitized
done
to
by,
it.
Yeah.
Eventually,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, I'm over this already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you.
Freaking 95 now.
But for you, it's like, it's the first time.
Right.
And for him, it's like the 1 millionth time.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, one more than that.
It's like, dude. Just, yep, that's cool. Your mom likes Spider-Man. Girl, awesome. Thanks. Yep. Don't shake my hand. I don't know where you've been.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Somebody give me the sanitizer, please.
Yeah. And oddly enough, there was also nobody selling comic books there.
Really?
Huh.
Which is surprised the hell out of me because, you know, I always like to, you know, find a book on my list or something, you know, every time. But and each time the vendors have gotten a little bit smaller and smaller. But this time there was literally nobody there selling old comic books. It was all... games and toys and collectibles and costumes and weapons and things like that. But
that surprises
so
me.
It
art.
It was more of a cosplay Comic Con style. Not even Comic Con. It was just like a pop culture style.
Yeah, it was a kind of pop culture
convention.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
But it was still Wizard World. But yeah, I was just. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that the vendors that usually, you know, were always there year after year.
Well, at least they made a bounce back from last year because the first year they had it here, 2 years ago, it was big. It was awesome. You know, it had those, like, plenty of celebrities showed up. They had
I think 3 years ago
was
the first one.
Okay,
yeah.
So 3 years ago, they had celebrities that showed up, like, you know, William Shatner, Robert
Englund.
Everybody popped in for that. Some people from Walking Dead showed up, like Abraham from the show and some other characters and stuff. So they had a really good showing. And then the year...
Elvira. That's when I met Elvira.
Right? And then last year is when it fell off. And, like, you know, there's rumors as to why that happened. I think, like, I was talking with Ariel before the show started. Like, I guess the guy that runs it was charging too much for, like, tables and things like that. And people just were like, dude, it's not worth the money to get there and do all this and set up if you're going to overcharge us just to set up. And then some of the celebrities didn't sign back on again. And it just went way downhill. And this year it was like a huge spike back in the right direction, it sounds like. So
a little bit. They had some big John Cusack was there with and John Heder, who's Napoleon Dynamite, and Dean Cain, you know, Superman from Lois and
Brandon
Clark.
Brandon Routh is what Ariel said.
Yeah, he wasn't on the schedule, but he showed up.
Well, why not?
You know who I actually talked to the most, and like, because he was like doing the emceeing of the main stage, and I couldn't believe it was freaking Cato Kaelin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's still bouncing
and
around?
And he was just like, you know, he's hosting. I actually loved him. I mean, he's great. I love D-list celebrities that, you know, just are kind of in the spotlight because of odd circumstances, and he cracks me up completely. And I had to tell my friend who he was, and then he calls him on stage, and he's like, okay, your final question, what's my name?
Right.
My friend was like, Kato? And he's like, yeah, but I was just like, I am so glad I explained who he was before we
he makes a mistake. He's like, Kano. He's like,
too
close.
Yeah, honestly, he was too.
You fell.
Not the guy with one eye from Mortal Kombat. Not Kano.
Yeah, not Kano.
Kato.
Kato.
Close, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. I wish I could have gone to it. I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, overall, it was definitely fun. Yeah. But exhausting. I always know when I'm like super tired on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good con.
Even just walking around a place, you get tired. I mean, you go to like an amusement park and you walk around for three or four hours.
I was on my feet for
what?
Yeah, exactly. Like
it's more tiring than you think.
And, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How were the cosplays?
Oh, pretty good. There was one that was just beyond.
Excitement.
It did make me just think of one was just beyond. We got her a card. She does kind of like semi-professional cosplay, but is from the area. But did you guys watch the Gargoyles cartoon when she dressed up like, was her name Demona, the evil girl gargoyle?
Okay.
And she had these platform things that gave her, you know, gargoyle, big gargoyle feet, and had these gloves, and she had the makeup and the teeth. And I mean, it was like you lifted the character out of the cartoon show and dropped her in.
She did a really good job.
That
is
awesome. Good. It was really good. Yep. And of course, you saw a ton of Deadpools.
Yeah,
of course.
Running around and
per usual,
and Spider-Mans and things, and a lot of mashups. A lot of there was like a lot of zombie Princess Peach and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. Edward Scissorhands. So yeah, that's always fun. People watching is one of the best things about the con.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My favorite thing was seeing all the families there. Honestly, where like dad's dressed up like Joker, mom's dressed up like Catwoman, and the little kids are, you know, Batman and Robin or whatever. So that just makes me smile. I love it. Yeah.
Nice. I wanted to go to it, but I didn't get a chance to. I ended up going to an Injustice 2 party.
Fun
playing that. So I mean, I won't talk about the game much, but we had a good time hanging out at my buddy Jake's house, playing the game with my buddy TJ, and we were just talking shit to each other and having, you know, chips and dip and just shooting the shit. It was a good time, man. I think by the end of the day, by the end of the afternoon, you started seeing people like really pull together like their favorite characters and stuff.
Right.
And some rivalry started coming out of all that, and a big shout out to TJ trying to bring Supergirl into the mix against my Harley Quinn, which we had some battles on that. So, I'll save any other talk about that game for when we get to the topic section. But what about you, Joe? Yeah, exactly, right?
What I've been up to? Well, I would like to say that I was playing a lot of games, but I was actually in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, huh?
Yeah, having lots of mojitos and piña coladas and daiquiris and other things, and just soaking in the sun, spending time on the beach. I just finally got home this last Thursday, but it was midnight, so I did pop in the new Injustice game and played that for a tiny bit and had to go to bed. So I didn't get to play it as much as I'd like, but loving that. And so I've been playing some games, that and Farpoint, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. Just really nice, relaxing, awesome week.
It's like you had the best week of all, besides not playing any games, but I think the trade-off is warranted if you're out of the country.
I think my wife liked the fact that I wasn't like constantly sitting at the, you know, behind the PlayStation or the Xbox.
Right. She goes out for like, you know, to go sunbathe for a while. You sneak back to the hotel room. You just pull out the Xbox One or a PS4 out of the bottom of your bag.
How did you bring this?
I definitely didn't bring that with me.
Yeah, that's a fast way to the doghouse right there.
Yeah, I would have been deep shit.
Just teleport you there. You don't even get to travel in the paddy wagon. Just goes to teleport to the doghouse.
Oh, man.
Asshole status has been accepted.
Yeah.
Jose, my man, what have you been up to?
Games, dude. I went back into Forza Horizon 3,
giving
you more points that you don't deserve.
What do you mean, me? You look like it's my fault. Like it's, well, then again, I did.
You
make
the are
team.
The leader of the
I did
damn
make,
crew.
I am the captain. Yes, I'm sorry.
You are not doing anything. So
I'm the
you,
captain of a lot of things.
You
though.
And
Give
Joel
me a break,
are
man.
Getting so much freaking credit on that game.
Give me a break. Whatever.
Oh man, and it's fun because I realized that I'm so used to having like S class cars and A cars. Mm-hmm. I was playing some online games, and the first thing they chose was like an A, like D class, B class cars.
Oh, so you ripped it up then, huh?
No, these cars are slow.
Oh, okay.
These cars are like the crappy ass cars. Yeah, yeah. And I realized, like, I was like, I don't have these cars anymore. Like, I do have like one or two, so I chose them. But I realized how much I suck so bad at
did
these.
Did you have
cars.
To drop down and get like a crappy Pinto type car yeah, just for right. racing had, these shit races?
I have a Daytona, one of those crazy ass, weird looking. Muscle cars. I think that's what it's called, but it was just not fitted for me to race it, and right. I was like last place the whole time. But then we ranked up to A class, and I brought out my BMW M3.
Yeah,
dude, I was just straight up first place, second place the whole time, and I realized how bad I suck at that game. Other than that,
did you get the Hot Wheels expansion?
No, I'm real... not yet. Not
what
yet.
About, I heard it's awesome.
What about the? Yeah, it does look really fun. I think that's a nice. I don't want to say they're copying GTA, but it's GTA did something similar, like the yeah. with the I forgot what it's called.
Mini. I don't even know either.
But it has like the stunt. It was like the stunt pack or yeah. whatever. So yeah, it was kind of cool that they yeah. went that direction too.
I tried some of their cars out for that expansion pack, and those cars run so smoothly. They run better than the actual cars
well,
in the game.
That's because the actual cars are like simulated, tuned to like the real like numbers and stuff. Yeah. Where these are just like, let's have fun with this and blow it out so you can just speed over stuff. Yeah. And just so
this
enjoy
is basically
it.
Your chance to do like Mario Kart.
Yeah,
more or less,
but without having a Switch.
Yeah, yeah, but again, these cars are crazy. It makes me realize how much I love cars.
Yeah.
Other than that, I played Abzul.
Nice.
Abzul, and it is amazing. I was just awesome. Mesmerized by the whole fizz.
It's visually stunning.
Yeah, the visual is just amazing. Walking Dead still killing people because I don't like them, and Injustice 2 because you guys made me play it.
Well, I mean, I've made you play worse things.
I'm enjoying Injustice too. There's some stupid characters that I'm pissing me off, but other than that, it's enjoyable right
okay.
now.
One quick thing before we move on, if you enjoy Abzu, you should definitely play Journey because Abzu pulls a lot of sweet spots from the game Journey. It's an indie game as well. It's all very right. similar, but you're walking through. Different regions like desert and snow and all that stuff and it's a similar kind of style.
Journey is the one when that you could play as a multiplayer but
there's no way yeah exactly and there's no way of like inviting somebody you just happen to wander it's like to run into somebody or you don't
yeah
and then you can latch on to each other. I seen it
I actually want to play it
it's a lot of fun man like it was one of the first games I think maybe feel something without really telling us a narrative in the traditional way and I was like holy shit by the end of it I was like that was awesome that was an awesome 2.5 hours of gameplay. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I want to try it out. Okay. Probably after I finish Abzu. It's so good. I'm just wandering all over the map.
And that's a free game.
Yeah, right it's now. A free this on month. The PS Plus right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, the only other thing I've been up to besides that Injustice Party was trying to get through Persona 5. I'm on the third palace, I believe, out of like 7. So I'm not even halfway yet.
It's a really slow burn, but it's awesome.
I'm only like
how many hours?
How many hours have I put in so far?
Yeah.
Like maybe 60 something, somewhere in there.
You still have like, and then like 100 hours. Hour. Day?
If you go straight through, it's like right around 100, a little over. So the pace I'm going, it's going to end up putting like 150 hours into it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
30 or some shit. Don't tell my wife that shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I hear
that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I hear that.
I never tell her the amount of time it takes me to finish a game or like if you go to the end of a game and look at like, how long have I been playing this game? And it's like, I would not show her that shit.
She'll either be pissed or make fun of you.
Probably
fun of
both.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be pissed.
Yeah,
because she doesn't care ultimately.
No.
I'm usually pretty good about balancing time, but I think she'd give me shit. Like, and like, really?
Wait until she starts listening to this.
Yeah, she won't. She's not nerdy enough to do it. No, it
doesn't
matter.
You do balance. You do balance your time with your family really well. So that's right. You should be fine.
Yeah. So other than that, that's about it. Watching Archer in Dreamland and some Farpoint. We'll get to that though. But Yeah. Oh, and the farmer's market started. Yay. Yep. I don't know if anybody else lives in the Des Moines, Iowa area, but farmer's market just started. So old man of me.
You're like, you're so excited over that.
Dude, it's so fun though. Like you just.
I've never been there.
It's like, it goes from 7 in the morning till noon, and it's like downtown on one of the main streets where like all the bars and stuff are normally in the evening on Court Avenue.
Yeah.
And they just put a bunch of vendors that are selling like, you know, food, that are selling like pies and stuff, jewelry, coffee, all kinds of stuff, stuff to eat, stuff to buy, whatever. And then the bars on the road on that street are open to and all the windows and doors are open and stuff. And they're selling like breakfast drinks like Bloody Marys and screwdrivers and mimosas and stuff. And, you know, you end up walking around with the buzz looking at stuff people made at home and checking out this lady's jams that she made. And you're like, yeah, I'll take 3 of those or whatever. You know, you just don't care. It's fun. It's good.
You had me at coffee.
There you go. I should have said it first, I guess.
Coffee and booze. So,
coffee and booze.
So other than that, man, nothing else. So that's
been
about
it. Is the price on like the fruits and stuff better than in a
It's reasonable. Thing? It's just stuff that people made on their own farms and stuff, and they bring it out and they set up their own little booths and boom.
Because they have a little farmer's market in Johnston too on Merle Hay.
Yep. It's like that, small, but way blown out. Yeah, yeah, check it out some Saturday morning. But
cool.
And if you have one in your city, check it out there too. So
nice.
I don't know. But other than that, let's move on to some news. So quite a bit of news this week. Not a lot. I guess I say the same thing every week. That not a lot, but a little bit. Not a little bit, but a lot.
There's some, but not enough.
I think it's just enough. So we'll breeze through these real quick so we can get to our topic for this week. I'm sure you guys have. Well, I wanted to give you a little piece of history for this week. I thought it'd be fun to share that. Ariel and I were talking about some things like that. So this week, if it makes you feel old, Red Dead Redemption released on May 18, 2010. How's that make you feel? It's like 7 years ago.
Not old.
Right.
I could have went back further, but I figured I'd just go ahead and lightly punch you rather than just give you the uppercut.
That was more like a pinch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought about it. I was like, damn, that's been 7 years ago for Red Dead Redemption? That game's great. It took them 7 years to make another one, but I guess they've been focused on mainly GTA stuff.
Yeah.
But that was published by Rockstar Games Incorporated, developed by Rockstar Games at San Diego, and released on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. So 7 years ago, man. Today. It was this week, anyway. So crazy. Moving on. Overwatch anniversary event is going to be starting up here in a couple of days on May 23rd, or will run through June 12th. They'll, as per usual, per their events, it's going to have a special game mode. Two game modes, I believe. You get reskinned maps and a large number of cosmetics as well, with some cross promotional stuff to their other games, you know. So check that out. It'll be going on for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, or whatever it is.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, we're going to get some gaming in on that.
We'll be jamming on that for sure.
I'll probably join at that time.
Yeah. Will you? Speaking of that, I'm glad you bring this up, Jose,
maybe.
Because there will be a free weekend from May 26th through May 29th where you have zero excuse to join us.
Okay, then so, I'll join.
I had to wait for you. They're also going to release a Overwatch Game of the Year edition, so check that out. It'll have a bunch of cross-promotional stuff with some of their other games, Heroes of the Storm, Diablo 3, et cetera. So check that
out. All the DLC's free, so what were they going to put in that?
I think they're giving you like a, like for instance, like
skins?
Like a skin, like a tracer for
okay.
Heroes of the Storm, and then like for Diablo 3, you get like Mercy's wings as an aesthetic to put on your character, or something like that. There's little things like that for each game.
Maybe give you that Oni mask?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, and then the last thing here, if anybody's interested, Square Enix, which is of Final Fantasy, Hitman, and Tomb Raider fame, the publisher, they are cutting IO Interactive, which is their Danish video game developer based out of Copenhagen, Denmark. They're cutting them. They're releasing them. They're not going to have them around anymore, which sucks. It makes you wonder what's going to happen with the Hitman franchise. I don't know if any of you guys ever got into that. Well,
yeah. They're still making it. Yeah. They're still in the process, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it makes me worried about season two. Like,
yeah.
Like if it'll slow the process of them developing that, or if they're going to hand that off to somebody else. Or I wonder what publisher is going to pick them up.
That's stupid because they're just because it wasn't the reason they didn't meet their qualifications?
Their fiscal year numbers. I think they like were like 47 million off of what they were planning to do. Which, from my understanding, Square Enix usually has some weird...
they aim too high.
Exactly. They have some really weird, tough angles and numbers they want to meet every time with their
board. Yeah, it's the people on the board. They're like, oh, that didn't meet it quite. So, yeah, we're not going to invest any more money into that. That seems to be the way it works. And then other people in the company are like, but... Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, we're your investors.
The shareholders do not agree.
Shareholders are the ones paying for everything.
Yeah. So.
Whatever. But screw you.
I think that's how it works.
The only good thing out of this is the fact that they're going to probably focus a lot more on their Final Fantasy and Tomb Raider franchises in the meantime, unless they pick up a brand new IP of some sort. So we'll see how that plays out going forward. But hopefully season two still comes out of Hitman, because season one, if you haven't played it, is amazing. Yeah. I have it. If you want to borrow it, check it out.
Yeah, I'd like to borrow that sometime.
You need to. It's good. It's good.
I've got something to add.
Yeah, go for it.
Newsworthy. I don't know if this was this week because my sense of time is all screwed up after being on vacation.
Don't rub it in.
But Destiny 2, we've got a release date of September 8th, 2017.
Nice.
And from some of the videos and stuff I've seen, it looks like they actually have a story this time, you know, more of a story right away instead of waiting until three releases later for Taken King when it finally kind of tied things together. This time they got a story. There's some new multiplayer options and the PvE stuff that you can play online. You know, where you're playing alone or with friends in co-op. It's supposed to be more cohesive and a lot more enjoyable. And Nathan Fillion,
Yeah,
he plays more of an active part in this game. His character, so. I don't know if you'll fight alongside with him, but he'll definitely be taking more of an active role in this.
Seems cool.
Yeah. There were all this weekend. There were just videos of gameplay for Destiny 2. So it looks really good. Gameplay looks amazing.
It looks like you have more than just one ability too now, instead of like before you have your one major attack. Now they've got like several. So
yeah, pretty much everything from the first game they've improved on, which is what you should do after you have a game that was met with a lot of criticism, but also was a pretty big hit to some degree as well. Yeah, so
they made a shit ton of money on it.
Yeah, do what you did that worked and do it better, and then the shit that you didn't do quite right, let's correct it and right the ship. So it sounds like to me they're doing that as of right now. So we'll see how that plays out as the game draws closer, I suppose.
Yeah,
and get more information on that. But last thing is just E3 is right around the corner, just a few weeks away.
Woohoo!
June 13th through the 15th, which is I believe a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday. It's going to take place at the LA Convention Center in Los Angeles, California, of course. So if you were one of the lucky people to be able to pick up one of those things, like, 10,000 tickets that were set aside for just the general public, check that out. I'm wondering how they're going to accommodate the general public. They're going to put more stuff out there because typically that is a media-driven event for, you know, people from different publications to go out there and do their work, their homework, if you will, to report back to us. So for having people like us on the floor, I wonder how that's going to affect things. So we'll hear more about that going forward.
Oh, looking forward to that. So I'm sure they're going to go. But either way, I mean, even being not being there, just the news that comes out of those, what games are coming out, what's what we can look forward to.
There'll be live streams too,
and there'll be surprises. Oh, by the way, Fallout 5's coming out in November. You know, I'm not saying that hasn't been leaked or hinted at, but you know that kind of stuff happens at these. They're just suddenly, four months from
sitting
now,
on it.
We're letting you know that it's done and it'll be released in the fall. You know, it's like nice.
Right. Yep.
Cool. I got one thing too. Assassin's Creed has a release date for March 2018, so I'm geeked out for that one.
In Egypt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that a while back. They actually put a date on it?
They actually put a date, not a specific date, but March 2018, so next year.
I like that they pushed it to the first quarter of next year rather than
instead of fall.
The crowded fall window.
So they have more time to actually fix any bugs that it will probably have.
They're doing it right so far, in my opinion.
Yeah, don't rush it. You know, if it's a few more months, that's fine.
Let it bake in the oven a little longer.
Yeah.
It'll be sweet when
nice,
it comes out.
Nice, crisp brown.
Did you say Chris Brown?
Crispy Brown.
You said Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown. Crisp.
Crisp.
Oh, my God. Let it bake and turn into Chris Brown. No.
And then just.
I don't want to be hit by a pie. And then he sings to you. I'm upset.
I don't want to be Rihanna.
I'm not letting you live that one down. Let it bake and turn into Chris Brown.
I meant to say crisp.
Crispy and Brown.
Moving on.
Let's go to the next topic.
Moving on. Chris Brown. Hold on. So we're going to talk about our topic, which is Injustice 2 and Farpoint VR. Injustice 2. Noah.
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes. Tell me you've been enjoying this game.
I've mostly been enjoying
yes.
the game. Yep.
Oh man, it's so good. It's so good. It's been a long time coming, honestly. I mean, the first game hasn't been out that long ago. I mean, it's been a fairly just a couple years, right? Since Injustice 1 came out.
2013, I think.
Yeah, just a few years. So it's nice that they came back around. I think in that time frame they put out Mortal Kombat X
right.
like 2 years ago. And that was met with great, you know, applause. Everybody loved that game. So let's just talk about that real quick for Injustice 2. It is a fighting game for those who are not up on it. I would be very surprised if you weren't aware right. of this game at this point. It is a fighting game. The publisher is WB Interactive Entertainment. Developer, NetherRealm Studios, fame of Mortal Kombat, you know, games from the past. A lot of fun. 29 characters at the base game to start off. With heroes and villains, of course, battling off. The story continues from the first game. They pick up 5 years later where Superman has been imprisoned. Batman and the rest of the crew have captured him, and it kind of goes from there. So how's everybody feeling about this game?
So good.
Loving it.
I haven't finished the first one. So
mm-hmm.
just jumping into this one kind of like, put me kind of a little bit in the confused side. I'm like,
sure.
So who's dead and who's not?
Right.
But at the same time, it's just that I don't get why everyone's going all crazy for just killing everyone around them. And
well, the general yeah. like bubble of the whole Injustice thing is that the Joker tricked Superman into killing Lois Lane, who was pregnant with Superman's baby,
mm-hmm.
and Superman lost his marbles and killed the Joker. And this led to a whole thing about, you know, the DC superheroes don't kill. That's their thing. They don't kill. Mm-hmm. Superman doesn't kill. Batman doesn't kill. Wonder Woman doesn't kill. And now some of them are changing their minds. And yeah. it's like, you know, if we just killed these bad guys, we could save millions of lives of people that they're going to kill in the future because we didn't stop them permanently in the
yeah.
first place. And so it really split then the, you know, you got Batman. It's kind of like Civil War. You split Batman's yep. on the side where we're still not going to kill, and Superman's on the side where we need to take these, you know, take the bad guys out mm-hmm. permanently, and then in this game, Brainiac attacks, which leads to an uneasy truce between the two sides, then to fight a bigger threat.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfectly put.
It's kind of an alternate universe.
It's a complete
too.
Alternate universe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which
100% alternate universe from the DC universe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Definitely check out, if you don't play the first game, which you don't necessarily have
to. You don't
have to. You can go online and read a short little like paragraph about the first game. It'll explain basically what Noah said, just yeah. a little more in depth.
Okay.
It'll let you know.
It'll let you know a few more details on yeah. character specifics or whatever, right. but yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. Granted, we're all aware of what Joker did. He tricked Superman, let off a bomb in the middle of Metropolis. Lois Lane ends up dying because of it. There was a cutscene in the beginning of the first game where Superman has like the Joker by the throat. Batman's behind him, like, "Don't do it, put him down." And Joker is monologuing. He's basically taunting Superman. He's like,
yep.
"Oh, I killed her, you know, da 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 da." And he's going on, and you don't even realize she was pregnant with your child. You know,
right.
he's saying all this stuff.
Pressing all those buttons.
Yeah, and Superman, you see his eyes start to get red, and the next thing you know, he just digs his hand into his chest,
right through his chest,
and just rips out Joker's like chest. You know what I mean? And so Batman's like, "What are you doing?" You know, and he flips out and stuff, and it goes from there. Let me ask you a question. Granted what the Joker did to Superman, do you blame him for wanting to start to kill the supervillains? Or do you side with Batman as not killing? We don't do that.
I side with Superman. I would break that motherfucker. Sorry. That's my bitch. I would kill that son of a bitch, though. I mean, seriously, after doing something like that to
right.
my wife
and your unborn child.
Yeah.
I would destroy them.
I would side with Superman, too. But the one thing I don't understand is why would everyone else fucking follow? Why does Cyborg, why does Wonder Woman, why do
well,
all follow
Because they
him?
Agree with
but
Superman.
But you got to think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this.
They're close friends.
Think about this. If you are a superhero and, like, for instance, like later in the story on Injustice 2, I believe it's like the Flash or one of those guys, they give Batman crap to his face. They're like, "Dude, if you had the balls to put Joker down years ago, how many people would not have died?
Well, Robin,
and all this. I think it was Robin said that.
Right after the bat,
Robin said
that.
Yeah,
right.
But he's like giving them crap. He's like, dude, if you could have just had the balls to put him down years ago,
none of this would have happened.
Countless people wouldn't have died. No, none of this would have even happened. We'd all be friends still and everything. But you didn't have the balls to put him down. So think about that. If there's a villain out there where they're like, you know what, give him the, I'm not saying that, you know, death penalty. This goes into a deeper conversation and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, would you want to take out supervillains like permanently, or just like, oh, I'm gonna just lock them up, they're gonna get out again? It's that same old like age story. That's what they're all fighting with. So half the superheroes are like, I agree, let's just start killing them. This is dumb. But the other half are like, that's not what we do. That's not who we are. We got to stay the course.
There's a line we're not supposed to cross.
So that's why it's a deeper than a black and white decision, I feel like.
Right.
But if at gun to head, what would you choose, Noah?
Well, I mean, the whole injustice, because I'm, you know, as I said before, I've read comic books for years and years and years and years. So I think that the plot of Injustice in general is good in its originality. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, because that is the question you always ask. Like, why hasn't Batman killed the Joker yet, for crying out loud? You know what I mean?
He just keeps getting out
and
doing
shit
again.
Right. And so, you know, part of it is, like we say on the other podcast, quote unquote, because comic books. You know, you just can't have him kill the Joker, for one, because then, you know, he can't come back to sell comic books and make money. And
in a storyline, you could do that and bring him back, but
And right, Injustice gives a perfect Elseworld opportunity to explore that, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that being said, obviously Wonder Woman's my favorite character, and, you know, she's on the bad side. She's all about executing cheating now and stuff like that, you know. And that's all good for the storyline and stuff, but I would, you know, unfortunately probably side, though, with I like my heroes a little bit more pure and not killing the bad guys. But I think in a more real life situation, they would not escape every month to wreak havoc on the city month after month after month, year after year after year. But
depends on the lawyers.
I can't.
True.
I can't really make a choice either way. I feel like it's a bit more ambiguous than that, and a bit more like muddied than that. I feel like there'd be certain supervillains that for sure I'd want to take them out and just be like, yeah, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And other ones is like, I think that I could probably be okay with locking them up or send them to like the dark zone or whatever.
The phantom zone.
I think I'd probably be on both sides of it to some degree. It's like, okay, this dude over here, he's got to go.
Right. See, that's also a bigger thing, because it's like, I mean, is the hero's jobs to apprehend, or is it to be judge, jury, and executioner?
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, where was the Joker's trial?
Right.
You know, I mean, surely at some point, out of all the times he's been captured and escaped, he's got to make it to trial and get you would think he would get the death penalty at this point, and Batman wouldn't have to do anything, but he always ends up in Arkham where he escapes.
Yeah.
And,
oh, he's mentally insane. Technically true, but also it's like, dude, take this mofo out.
Right.
And I love the Joker, don't get me wrong, because he's not a real-life person. If he's a real-life person, oh my God.
And there's a few differences, because like you think, I mean, you know, the Joker is a murderer. I mean, that he murders people
he's
for fun.
He's a sociopath. And psychopath. Then, like, psycho.
Psychopath, right. And then I think, you know, like Cheetah, Wonder Woman's villain, who certainly has no trouble murdering people, but her goal is to take down Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? And if there's casualties in
along
it, then
the
that's,
way.
You know, whatever. And so I can see the motivation for, like, Wonder Woman wanting to maybe subdue and not kill Cheetah versus Batman should not, you know, not wanting to kill Joker, because their, you know, their motivations are a little different versus like a personal vendetta versus somebody that's just going around killing people.
I like the exploration in some of the comic books and also in like some of the cartoon movies and stuff where they explore that the relationships being like Batman and Joker, Superman and Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. It's almost that yin and the yang where one needs the other to survive in some ways. It's like, I can't take him out because in some way
without him there is no me.
Like they define themselves by who they're fighting almost. And it's like, if that threat is gone, what am I then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that goes on a whole other path too.
Right.
But I like that though, that idea that they're tethered together in a weird way. You know, a game played a funny role in that was, if you had a chance to play it, was the Batman VR, where I don't want to spoil it, but it plays with that psychological side of the Joker and Batman's relationship by the end of it. And you're just sitting there like, what? Oh, wow. And it just hits you.
Yeah.
So if you haven't tried that, you got to check that out at some point. But quick question so we can get back to the game, though. I know we kind of went on a tangent about like the heroes and stuff. What are you guys thinking about? Like, who's your favorite character to use in the game right now? And how are you feeling about the character list? And is there anybody that you're missing that you're hoping they put in there? Who's your favorite, would you say, Joel, that you like to use?
Oh, that's hard. I don't like Black Canary, and I don't know. I really like her move set and everything, but I also like Batman. Mm-hmm. So those two, they're kind of sticking with me at the moment.
Okay, and that could develop into some other things too, because as you play more characters, you start realizing, oh, this guy's pretty cool. He was a tough sell to get into, but once you start breaking down some of the move sets, you're like, okay. This is my new character.
Yeah, I like Flash too, but
you
have to get really close with some of his moves, though. So
For me, I think that the coolest and my favorite, without a doubt, is Poison Ivy. I just love that little plant monster she has, and I love her Dentura Bolo thing that she kicks and things. Her, I'm sure we'll talk about the moves later, move sets and things later, and how the game plays. So, but. Her moves are a bit harder to pull off. Her combos are actually kind of tough to get the hang of. So the person that I am the best at, without a doubt, and is probably no surprise, is Wonder Woman. Her combos are really simple, and I just literally kick ass with her. And
put the time in, huh?
Yeah, I'm level 20. I leveled her up to 20.
Oh, holy shit, already?
Nice. Yep.
Nice.
What? I think with Harley Quinn, which is my best character, I think I've only gotten her like just to double digits, I think, maybe. So, geez,
I like the grind.
You've only been using her, haven't you?
I do try to keep a roster of about five, that I rotate around. But definitely Wonder Woman is my most played because I did kind of want to. Because once you level up a character to 20, you can
put the epic gear
level
on.
Up other ones with coins to level 20.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so I then bought Poison Ivy's 20 with my coins since she was too hard to to grind. And then you can start equipping the epic armor and stuff like that.
I need to grind Harley Quinn to 20.
Yeah, just grind 1 to 20 and it's a lot easier for
Yeah, I'd say Harley Quinn for me, Supergirl, and then I've been getting into Poison Ivy a little bit more too. I think I have about 4 or 5 that I like using, but Harley Quinn is definitely my go-to.
Why didn't I say that?
To whip
I love
ass.
Her too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. I just changed some aesthetics on her and changed like her like pants, and now she has like these hot shorts
hot
on.
Pants. Yeah, the
I
shorts
have those
right
too.
And,
yeah, the
yeah,
shorts.
Yeah, I mean,
I got
that. It's all fun. I won't get into detail.
You're already like, she's hot.
Yep, she's I made her look hot.
She definitely looks hot.
And then I look over at my wife while I'm playing. It's like you should dress like Harley Quinn for just because. Not for the Wizard Con, just because. She just looks at me like, whatever.
We could role play.
Yeah. How about you, Jose? What are your like top characters?
I've got to say with Harley Quinn and Green Arrow.
Green Arrow. Yeah. Green Arrow's fun, too. Yeah.
Green Arrow, I enjoyed it.
Have you unlocked his hood yet or anything?
I haven't unlocked anything yet.
Womp, womp.
I did the mistake of playing online first and starting the storyline later.
Okay.
It was a stupid decision.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I got my ass beat and every online match.
It could be harder, yeah.
So speaking of online, are we going to go there? Because that's certainly
biggest.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's certainly my biggest issue I've had with the game that's honestly dampened a lot of my fun is I went online to play, and my first 1v1, I played somebody that played Captain Cold and stood in the far right-hand corner and just shot and meter burned the projectile.
Wow.
And there was absolutely, I was playing as Wonder Woman, so I know what I'm doing. I tried the shield walk forward, the jumping and I mean, there's just nothing I could do to escape this bastard's turtling and spamming that move.
God.
So then my next thing, I was like, okay, I want to try King of the Hill. And it got
I like that
pretty
one.
Intense. Those are fun, because I watched the opponents before me and they're playing Batman and Robin, and the guy that played Robin was really effing good, and I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be tough. And then I get there, I fight him, and I win with Wonder Woman, and I was super, it was a fair fight. He was good, but I won. I was like, sweet. My next opponent was Superman. He stood all the way on the right lane, hovered, and did his laser blast. There was no
And fun.
I just quit. I just dropped, and I was so disheartened. That the stupid people online ruined what could be a fun thing by, and I just don't. I don't know. I wish they could fix that, but Yeah. There's no way that I don't know. Yeah, I don't know just, it was so frustrating.
Some people will have to spam and they.
I haven't run into that though. When I did King of the Hill, I think I was.
And I ran into it again with Deadshot.
I think it's a luck of the draw thing with like getting a good room because I just happened to get into a good room,
right?
And I kept running into like it may have just been the afternoon I was playing it, but I kept running into the same like 2 or 3, 4 people, and then like the room emptied out at one point. I was like, oh crap! I got kicked from the online. Went back into it, made a room, like got into a room. I was the only one in there. Then it started filling slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a handful of the same guys. So I don't know if it's just the afternoon that I was on that these people were just having me on, but it was seemed legit for the most part. I don't think only one person I saw really like trying to exploit stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they got off eventually. Like the guy, he ran like 3 or 4 in a row, and then he said he disconnected. Like he must have dropped from like. I was like, yes, and
right.
I was next. So then I got a fresh person to play, and
then
I went on my own little run for a little bit. But
sometimes you just have bad luck with people.
Yeah, I mean, and I look forward to like all of us and some of my other friends getting on online and doing like a friends a King of the Hill tournament
we
type
need to do
thing because that's you know a lot more fun. Because at least I know you know you're not gonna. And I don't mind if somebody's legit better or whatever, but yeah, when you. When you
this week we should do
exploit something like that. It just ruins it for everybody.
Let's pick a day this week and just like do that. Like get everybody on, get Ben on there. He's
we definitely should
right
before
now.
Next weekend.
Okay,
talk about you know talk about it on air.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's fine.
How are you guys feeling about like just the character animations and faces? We gotta talk about Farpoint in a second, but let's talk about this
one. One thing that throws me off is when Batman crouches. You don't see. You guys don't notice, but do you guys notice this? But his Adam's apple is. Pops out more than his nose.
What?
No. You guys don't notice that?
Oh, I haven't noticed that.
I noticed it. Something totally different.
And it's horrible. And it just ruins it for me when I'm playing as Batman.
No, something else pops out more than his nose.
I have not.
I didn't notice that.
He crouches and he just, when he's looking up and his like Adam's apple is just like so deformed. And I'm just like, oh, this is just.
How do you focus on someone's Adam's apple?
It just ruins the game. It just ruins Batman.
How does it ruin the game?
I didn't even notice.
See, now you've ruined it. I'm probably going to notice it.
That does go to. To the point, though, of how excellent the animations are that something like somebody's Adam's apple can stand out to somebody because
that's a way to tie
I just can't get over
way
like
to bring it back.
Harley Quinn especially.
Mm-hmm.
I think her facial animation is just
yeah.
blow me out
it's
of
good.
The water.
Popping the bubble gum and
her.
Yep, and just
her
smiles here and there. And I'm like, if you played as Catwoman when like the ending animations, like if she cracks her whip and then she gets that smile and it's just in slow motion and it's just that grin that captures
I'm
Catwoman
glad,
sassy grin, you know what I mean? It's
I'm
like,
glad
wow.
you bring up Catwoman because my buddy Jake, to the disagreement of myself and TJ, says that Catwoman looks like Alyssa Milano. he kept campaigning for this all day yesterday, and I was like, I don't see
I don't see that.
Like, who's Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, you're kind of young.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty
young. Did you ever watch Charmed?
Oh, Charmed.
No, I'm
going to.
I didn't
gonna
watch Charmed, but I know that she was on this show.
I'm
going to
Google her.
In reruns.
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? She was like the young daughter. She was also in Commando. She was Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter. I think she was like a teenager in that movie, like 13, 14 or something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
She got hot.
She's super hot. She's a little older now.
Okay,
I think she's like, her late 40s,
she actually
early
dated
50s.
Justin Bieber for a little while, too.
Did she? How old is she?
Not Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. No.
Timberlake,
yes. I was thinking Justin. Got the wrong last name.
But yeah, she's in her 40s, I think, late 40s.
I like Timberlake, not Bieber.
She's good looking.
Yeah. Anything about, I'll go back to Catwoman, the voice acting
fantastic.
Is really spot on for everybody that's played existing DC games because the actress that does Catwoman has done it in all the other Arkham games.
Yeah.
Tara Strong, who is the voice of Harley Quinn when you hear her in the cartoons and the video games.
I heard it. I was like, I kept repeating stuff like, you know, oh, Mr. J.
Yep, exactly.
You know, just saying all my stuff.
And Susan Eichenberg voices Wonder Woman, and she's voiced her in all the Justice League animated, like, cartoons, universe things, and some other big names are in voicing, you know, the characters, but they're all ones you recognize. Kevin Conroy, obviously, as Batman, is going to be the most famous to anybody who's seen, you know, any of the Batman things, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's really, really polished. I mean, everything is just...
It's amazing.
So smooth. It's got to be running at 60
Unreal
frames
Engine
per second.
Unreal Engine 3, I believe, is what they're running it on.
What are some of the funniest things you've encountered? I get a kick when Wonder Woman fights Aquaman.
The banter.
They go, right, they say something and go back and forth, and he's like, that's not how I remember it. And she goes, must be the Benz. That just cracks me up. And Harley has some good...
good singers. I like how it depends on who you're fighting, what they'll say to each other.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
It's a generic thing. You know, it's tailored to each combination of pairings.
And Ivy, I love when she's like after when you're actually fighting and stuff, she says, so many people to kill, so little time, which is a line right out of Batman and Robin that Uma Thurman says.
Yeah.
And they do some like throwbacks to different things characters have said from other areas. And I noticed a lot of the skins are themed to, you know, other comic book storylines or little other Easter eggs that would make fans of a certain character be like, oh, Robin's got a Nightwing skin, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, I feel like we turned it into the Injustice 2 podcast. But the game is so good.
That's the game of the.
We could have literally talked about this the whole time, and we had another topic to talk about.
Pretty much exclusively gotten 9
we
out
could
of
probably
10.
Just continue that's talking so about this and just finish and just finish talking with this and just you push the other topic for Farpoint next week. The way we're going,
we can get.
But yeah,
Farpoint because that looks cool as hell. I wish I had a VR just so I could play that.
We can talk about it real fast and just we got like maybe 15 minutes, so we'll hit a quick synopsis on it real quick. So it's a VR specific game, Farpoint. It's built for that. You can play with the controller, but it also came with the AIM controller, which is a VR gun, light gun kind of deal. Has a knob, two sticks on it, one for your left hand, one for your right, obviously. And it's like you're holding a shotgun kind of in a way. And all the face buttons from the PS4 controller are all on there for your right hand or left, whatever end you're holding it at. And then you have triggers for like the gun. Then you have the two, what would you say that the two triggers in the front are?
There's like the R1
scanning.
That's the L1 and the L2.
Mm-hmm. It's legit. That controller kicks it up. A lot. It'd just
it
be
sure
a mediocre,
does.
Just average game without that.
Yeah.
That turns it up.
Yeah.
It's like, so awesome. I mean, you can, you're not like a lot of games where you have like light guns. They usually use the move controllers and you can't move around really unless you're like point at something and it zooms you to a particular place. This one you can walk around and stuff like in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
But you've got a gun that you can, you know, you can move forward while you're holding the gun. Wherever you point, you can shoot. You
down
can look
the
through the scope,
yeah,
through the sights, and it's just really sweet. And if you turn the gun like sideways, either way, you can look at all the details on the guns,
and it's like all set in a space,
yeah,
like Destiny, like I mean, yeah, space exploration, like everything you'd kind of want to explore in a VR, world looks so cool.
And if you walk off a cliff, you will die. So it doesn't put walls up.
Oh, I was aware of that. I didn't fall off the cliff, but I would get to the edge of it and kind of look over the side like, I don't want to find out if I can fall off the side or not.
Well, I knew it too, but I decided I want to see. So I jumped off, but then it like started me back at last checkpoint. So I was like, damn it. That was a little ways back.
Yeah. And the way the game kind of starts out, it's basically, why not go back in here and just, talk about the developer real fast. First person shooter, publisher is Sony Interactive Entertainment, so it's a Sony first party game, and the developer is Impulse Gear. So I believe they were originally like an indie developer, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
correct
so.
Me if I'm wrong. You basically start out the game as a astronaut. It shows you in the cockpit looking at, you know, different planets and stuff, and something goes wrong and you crash land on this planet. But you had two other people in your crew that fell onto the planet as well. Mm-hmm. And so you spend most of your time in the opening hours or opening time looking for them and then finding these holographic imagings of them, which basically plays out to show you what they were doing. And you kind of look at those and then you try to figure out where you need to go next. The game is really smart about putting all the enemies in front of you so you don't have to turn around and see, oh, someone coming behind me. Like a normal first-person shooter, you have to look around all 360 degrees. This keeps all the stuff coming at you from the front for the most part so you don't get motion sick.
Right. Or it'll make a noise so you know to turn in a particular direction.
Right.
So, yeah, it does a good job to keep you from getting motion sick. Unlike Resident Evil, where they come at you from behind, from all over the place, and it's scarier.
You get to turn and run,
but you're more likely to get motion sick from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the cool thing is like the environments will open up eventually. These little spiders will come out of the sand and stuff. They're like the first enemy you encounter, and then some other bigger ones that throw projectiles at you and stuff will come. It's pretty simplistic in the fact that you just hide behind cover and you pop out shots and hide behind cover, dodge whatever they're throwing at you, pick up your bullets, etc. It's a lot of fun. I haven't played a lot of it. I did get sick at one point, though, because I had it where when you first start the game, it doesn't let you look around 360 degrees. It is set automatically to like quarter turns.
Field of, right.
So you turn to the left, it goes a whole quarter. So like if it's a clock, it goes 15, 30, 45, you know, noon. And I didn't like that because I felt like I was skating across the ground, and it just felt weird to be standing there, and I was moving in this weird way where I wasn't looking, but I was sliding forward like I was on ice. It was, it just felt funky. So I turned it off. Like, you know what? I did this on Resident Evil 7 already. I can handle this.
You put it on smooth
turning. I put it on smooth turning, just like any other first-person shooter. Felt fine. About 30 minutes into it, I took the headset off. I was like, I'm going to throw up.
it's common that's why they do the 30-degree turns to keep you from getting motion sick. So if you're going back to smooth turning, you just kind of have to take it easy. Maybe play 20, 30 minutes at the most the first time. Then the next time you can kick it up a little bit and
slowly wean yourself into it.
Yeah, you get used to it and you won't get motion sick anymore. But yeah, at the beginning, I got motion sick too after playing about 30 minutes.
Yeah. So after that, I turned it off and started playing some more Injustice 2.
There you go. Same here.
Yeah, I went back to Injustice.
And then went to bed feeling sick. But check it out.
Laughing at you, but
yeah, no, you're fine. Laugh
just,
at me.
I was there with you. That happened to me too. Yeah. So
who knows? We may have been laying there at the same time, sick.
It's possible. Oh, by the way, you can play the game after you beat it in co-op with a friend, and it's like an arcade mode. And you can basically, I think in that mode, they do attack you from the sides and from behind.
Yeah, that makes sense if you had other people to watch your back. Because
you can watch each other's back.
We'll just walk, one of us just walks backwards, right. Other one walks forward. Yeah. We'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Just don't trip.
Yeah.
Don't trip over your cord.
You don't walk generally.
You know what I mean?
You can like face each other with your guns pointed out and then just keep rotating in a circle.
I know what you mean. Chris Brown, right?
Yeah, Chris Brown. Chris
okay,
Brown.
Cool. Chris Brown.
Beats by Chris.
Make your tater tots Chris Brown.
Tater tots.
Because you want them crispy brown.
Crispy brown.
Oh, my God. Let's see what I got to work with here. Anyway.
Shut up.
I love you, Jose. It's all good. It's all in fun. So I guess we had a little bit of time left. I kind of wanted to get your guys' opinion on a little something here. So let's go on over to an email question, shall we? So I wanted to get your guys' opinion on a question regarding I forgot what I was going to freaking say.
Way to go.
I pulled a Jose.
Scores.
This is what it feels like to be you.
Scores.
About an email question. Yes. The scores. Like, how do you guys feel about that? So how do you feel about review scores? And do you listen to them or allow them to sway you? If so, how much? So do you like, first of all, I guess let's put it this way. Do you even look at scores?
Yes.
Before you buy a game? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much would you say that it
controls? Well, I guess it sort of depends. If it's something I'm on the fence about, scores will affect it. Mm-hmm. If it's not a game I haven't played before or a franchise I haven't played before, and I'm on the fence, like, because I've been burned by so many games, sometimes I'll, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so if it, you know, comes out with relatively low, I'll think, oh, good thing I dodged a bullet there. If it comes out with high scores, I'll know, okay, you know, everybody else likes it, so I probably will too.
So wait for a sale.
Right. It's not. However, there's also, you know, so many other times where, like, obviously a game I'll personally like, I think like the Dead or Alive volleyball game always gets terrible scores, but I know I'm going to love it because that's just, you know, my franchise. And so I could give a crap what, you know, what you're saying about
there.
Right. Or if it's a game I had been burned before, like Watch Dogs 2, I think, you know, I will not buy any more Watch Dogs franchise, but I will probably get Destiny 2 because that looks really, really good. Yeah. But yeah. And so they can give it as good of reviews as they want, and it's not going to, probably,
oh, so you're
to,
one of those people where if you've it. Been burned, like, I mean, I think we talked about this before, but just to kind of reiterate.
Yeah.
If I've been burned bad enough, you won't touch it. Because I think we talked about that with Watch Dogs. You said the first one sucked.
Yep. Watch
and
Dogs.
I said, Joel and I were like,
second one's awesome.
Jose was like, saying, was like, play two. And you're like, no.
Nope. Yeah.
No, I'm not going
to. And then you slowly just built a wall around yourself so we couldn't talk to you anymore. We just stood there and watched brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, we'll wait. But I don't know.
It's just an opinion.
What about you? Like, how do you feel about it? Do you value like publications like Game Informer, IGN, GameSpot, like, you know, internet publications, or do you value, like, you know, your friends? Do you value just like, I want to try it for myself? Is it a combination for you?
I think it's a combination for me. I think there's something reaffirming about seeing you know, if you bought a game without having reviews and then you start seeing good reviews, it's like, yeah, I mean, I liked it anyway, but it's nice to see that other people are liking it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, typically I'll listen to my friends and, you know, I'll look at online forums to see how people feel about games, although you'll get trolls on there.
I say that's almost...
yeah, they're hating on stuff. And they haven't even tried it, but they just start hating on something. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that happens. It depends on the forums you go to. But, I mean, I used to really put a lot of weight behind the reviewers' scores, but now, mm-hmm. now I understand better that it's just someone's opinion.
Right.
And it could just be somebody who doesn't like that particular kind of game, too, who might like more of a racing game or a sports game, and they're being stuck with an FPS game or something like Injustice, and they're like, this isn't my cup of tea. So.
And with that, too, just to kind of throw in with what you're saying, like you said, it's the person's opinion who's reviewing the game.
Yeah.
And that may not be their cup of tea, you know, RPGs and so on. And so you're hoping that they're being very, very fair and not letting their own bias control their score necessarily.
Right.
I'm sure some of that bleeds in. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to. We're just human.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, that leads to a good point, too, is I probably only look at trusted sites. Mm-hmm. I obviously don't just take any Joe Blow's review off the internet, because anybody can do that now. But there are a couple game review sites that I do trust that to be partial.
Or you know, look at multiple sites. Like, I'll look at Game Informer, I'll look at IGN, I'll look at GameSpot. I'll talk with Joel about some of that stuff. Or, like, you know, if it's a game that I know that you're excited about, like, hey, Noah, how are you feeling about this? You know, I'll get multiple friends' opinions about it. Ultimately, I'm going to form my own opinion, but it's nice to be able to get other people's reasons why they don't like stuff. I never ask friends that I know won't give me, like, a good reason. Like, if you're just going to say, oh, I don't like it, and I'm like, well, why not? Can you give me a few points? And they're like, I don't know. I just don't like fighting games. It's like, okay, I asked the wrong
that's
person.
Not the, that's not what I wanted to
know. You know what I mean? Like, you're not helping me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tend to compare those. And usually IGN, Game Informer, some of those publications and whatnot, they're usually pretty close together, give or take.
And they're at least a good gauge.
Yeah, to get a gauge.
Yeah.
And then the beauty of, you know, Gamefly or renting a game for a couple of nights and trying it out. Gamefly's been great for me, not to give them, like, some free press. But, you know, I rent a game, they send it to me, I play it. If I like it, I'll just buy it from them. They'll send me the case. It's great. Mm-hmm. If I don't like it, I'll send it back and, you know, no harm, no foul. Next game, please.
Exactly. So. I'll do the same thing. I'll look at maybe four or five different publications just to see what their opinions are and ask friends.
Yeah. And then you get to the point where people start to ask us for that stuff because, you know, they know we play a lot of stuff and that we do that extra homework. So then, you know, it's fun to answer that question for other people when they come to you and say, hey, man, I saw that you've been playing Injustice 2 the last couple of nights. What do you think? And I can actually give my honest-to-God opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Noah and I played it the night it came out, and we beat the shit out of each other for like an hour and a half to like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then after I let him go.
I was so tired the next day.
dude, when I let you go, did you go to bed right away? Because I didn't.
No, not right away. It was two before I played another half hour with a little bit more of the story mode. Yeah, exactly. I just didn't want to stop it there.
I said to Noah, go, I was getting late. He's like, yeah. And we're both kind of feeling the same. It was like 1:35 or whatever. So I get off of lying with him, and next thing I know, I'm like, putting on new knee pads on this person,
right,
and putting
right.
pants on this, opening some loot boxes. Yep. I look at it, and I'll go to the thing and say, what if he's still on? He's on there like story mode. I'm like, we're both not going. We're both going to be tired of shit tomorrow.
No doubt.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I didn't go to bed till like 2:05 or something like that. Yeah.
Get up at 6.
It happens. Yeah.
Mm, 4 hours.
I say, the dogs didn't wake me up at 6:30 like usual, and here we go. Yeah.
Yep. It's a brand new, beautiful day.
Yeah.
I'm still in bed.
Yeah, right. real quick, what do you do about the reviews? Do you take those review sites as gospel, or do you like to get it from friends or a combo or what?
I really don't go for review sites. I go by my own opinion. I will do my own investigation pretty much. Mm. I will go check the game, like study the game out, and if the game had like prequels before, like past like Call of Duty, I know I will get that game because I'm a big Call of Duty fan.
What do you mean you'll study the game out? Like, do you rent a game and play it hands-on? Do you, like, do some research, like, online and Google some stuff? Like, or is it, like, what do you do, though?
It's pretty much I will form my own opinion. I'll check the trailers out. I'll check the gameplay. Mm-hmm.
So you're Googling stuff?
Yeah, I'll Google it. I'll talk to you. I'll be like, hey, what do you think of this game trailer? What do you think? How do you think it will come out?
Sure.
And then I'll really be like, oh, okay, this game looks promising. I'm going to go buy it. And I'm like, all right, I'm kind of iffy about this game, I'm going to go rent it out first.
Sure.
And then try it out.
Watching gameplay is a really good way to get an idea.
I don't,
Twitch is so huge now.
I
love it. I
don't go to forums. I listen to GameSpot and IGN, stuff like that, just because I want to hear, because I get bored at work. But other than that, I form my own opinions. I don't go by anyone else's except for yours, other than yours, because we are here in this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we all use each other as a good gauge for stuff. I mean, some things, and I think it goes for all of us and, you know, individuals in general, there's just going to be certain things that no matter what, you are getting that game, you're playing that game, even if your best friend or whoever doesn't like it, you're going to try it out because it's up your alley and it's by a company you like or, you know, a particular series you enjoy. And, you know, and that can be hit or miss. Just depends. But, yeah, there are a few like that where it's like, you know what? I don't care. When that comes out, I'm trying it. At least.
Right.
Yeah. Trying it out.
Yeah.
And I think the way of the demo is coming back, too, which is nice because that gives you a chance to get hands-on. You know,
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Entry is, you know, at the low level, free. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a few minutes to
try before you buy, it's always nice.
Right.
And the good thing about that is if I don't like the game, I could still give you a opinion about it. I'm like, hey, I didn't like it, but here's the things that I did like about it.
Exactly.
But I won't play it. Sorry.
Nope.
So
that's all I'm asking for. Yeah. If you've tried it out, and even if it's something you don't like, I'm just happy to hear what you thought of it at least. And it wouldn't necessarily make or break what I'm going to do, but it does help to kind of push myself in one direction or another.
Yeah.
So
I agree with Jose said about the forums. I said that I went on forums, but I don't really give them any weight because, like I said, there's always haters.
Yeah. Joel's a troll on forums, aren't
he? He's a troll.
No.
Gotta do this game.
I'm kidding.
Although I did post some stuff about Prey because there was a lot of negative stuff on the internet. Sure. And I was posting, no, this is good stuff. They're like, it's Bethesda, they're evil. It's like, really?
Yeah, I can't really give Prey,
like,
not to go down a path with Prey, but I can't really give Prey a score or like a solid opinion just yet. I haven't played it enough, and I'm kind of getting cold on it a little bit because I've been playing so much other stuff. I haven't gone back to it, and it doesn't really open up until a few hours into it. I haven't reached that point yet, so I'm going to remain tight-lipped on that until I get more into it. But I think once I get a little further, it's going to be really good.
It gets awesome. I mean, I've got close to 40 hours on the game, and I'm still not done with it because
I have an hour
so
and
much
a half
exploration. I give it a 9 out of 10 myself.
Okay, that's very nice.
Before the current patch, because apparently the patch right now is they've released a patch that kind of screws up performance.
Okay.
Anyway,
perfect. Well, I definitely
turn off
continuing.
Your auto update.
Yeah. is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that a recommendation?
Everybody out there, I have a recommendation. Turn off your auto update. Check out what patches do before you let them patch a game, because they can screw things up for you.
Not every patch is good. I mean,
more you know.
If it's a single player game, that's
very true sometimes.
Oh, yeah. But if it's a single player like game, you're probably okay to turn it off. If it's multiplayer, they almost force you to update them or you can't play online.
Yeah.
You have to update them.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the show, gentlemen, unless you have anything else to add or other than play Injustice 2. If you are not playing this game, if you do not own this game, pick it up. If you get it on PS4, the four of us are playing on that system. Feel free to challenge us.
Word.
Yeah. Sound like Ice Cube's little brother.
Yeah.
Crush Cube.
Crush Cube. Crush Cube. Yeah. Crushed
That's
ice.
Crush Cube.
Crushed ice. But, Iced Tea's little brother. Lipton Tea. Lemonade.
Unsweetened tea.
Unsweetened. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know where we're going with that. But check out Injustice 2 if you have a chance. I give it high marks. It's awesome. It's so much fun. And they really focused, not to go back into it, but real quick, they really focused on single player as well, because most online multiplayer games are going to focus on online. They're going to push you towards that. Call of Duty, all that stuff. They're going to be like, this is where the action is over here. This game fills the game full of single-player stuff with the multiverse, which is a variation of, what was it from the first one?
I don't remember, but it's
like the towers.
Just different challenges,
Kombat.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like the towers of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
right,
it's
right.
Like different challenges for you that changes the fighting to, like, you know, oh, your energy slowly is draining, or oh, we're going to throw health out, or one of you is super overpowered, the other one's not, or there's blades on the ground, it's just all this weird stuff you can do, and you're constantly getting loot boxes for to customize your characters.
Don't forget the loot, man.
We didn't bring up that, but I'll, just real Mother fast, boxes, that is awesome. There's so much stuff for you to do that you don't have to go online. So if that's not your bag, if you don't like going online, you don't have to. You don't ever have to touch that stuff.
It makes it more addicting to have the loot.
Yes.
It's like, sweet.
It's like taking Overwatch's loot system or something like that, but blowing it out where you get constantly, not just one box every time you level up to another level. You're getting boxes constantly.
Yeah.
Multiple boxes.
You can do all kinds of challenges in the multiverse. Get lots of
so good. So if you haven't bought that yet, or if you want to rent it, just rent it first. It's great. You'll love it whether you buy an Xbox One or PS4. I haven't seen any difference as far as the graphics or anything like that. It looks amazing. I saw it on a 4K TV yesterday.
It looks great on my TV.
My mind.
It's got HDR turned on, and it looks great in 4K.
If I had a wig, it'd just blow it right off my head, man. It was awesome. What is that? Well, anyway, guys, that's our show, and definitely appreciate you tuning in. As always, if you have any kind of questions you want to have talked about on the show or suggestions, any of that stuff, give us a shout at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. We're happy to talk about your question on the air and give you a shout out. Other than that, if you would like to support us, you can do that in several ways. One of them is going through patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can gain access to bonus content such as our bonus show, Final Round, where we further discuss the games and things that we love regarding the gaming industry. Otherwise, you can also check us out by and help us out by going to subscribe, rate, and review us through iTunes or your favorite app that you're listening to this on. You don't realize how truly important doing that is. It helps us to climb the charts so that other listeners like yourself can find us and enjoy the show as well. So please do that if you haven't done so. It means a lot to us if you do. Please also check out our other shows on our network. Nerd Church Radio is one where we talk about DC comics and characters. That's with Ben, Ariel, Noah, and several of the other guys. On that show, they do a great job on that, so check it out. Otherwise, check out Indie Comic Ninja, where we review indie comic books. Usually a good discussion, talk about a lot of different things regarding the creator-driven content and books, so check it out. Other than that, social media, check out Glitch Therapy on Twitter and Instagram, so at Glitch Therapy, just the way it sounds. You can find me at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. Joel, where can we find you at?
You can find me on the Xbox One and the PlayStation under Scorpio 1969. So it's Scorpio 1969. And also on Twitter under Joel Gao 1.
You're also on Instagram,
number
too.
One.
Yep. And as for me, you can find me on social media at Noah O'Toole. And if you want a game with me, I'm on the PSN network, Scorpio _ Inc. And the Scorpio is spelled with a K to match the ink.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was nice. I did not notice that.
Slick.
Way to delay so you don't mess up. Yeah, let's see what you got.
You caught that.
Hey, you called me out in the beginning. I got to end it with a call out for you. And you're going to mess it up anyway.
Oh, man, I know.
And go.
You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at I'm Hipster Maid.
Are you crying?
A little bit.
I'm Hipster Maid.
I'm Hipster Maid.
Oh, man.
I'm Hipster Maid.
And I can't stop laughing.
I'll stop. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll be on the Xbox One and PS4 at It's Your Senpai.
I love how you just close. I wish they could see your face. Like, you close your eyes like you're straightening a turd out or something like that. Oh, my God. I can't
picture it. Picture it.
Yeah.
He pushed it out. It was a success.
I forgot to say, if you want a game with me or just friend me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, my name is Dirty Dime. So thanks for tuning in, guys, to our show. We appreciate your support, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.